This weekend, the Jackson Symphony goes operatic in a program with some of the great arias, duets, and trios with Michigan-based vocalists. Current State's Jamie Paisley visited with longtime maestro Stephen Osmond and joins me now. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. It's always nice, you know, to speak vocalist to vocalist with maestro Stephen Osmond. It's one of those things that we connect on, and what I mean by that is that most of the music that he and I trained for, there is that added degree of difficulty or ease, depending on who you ask, because vocal music typically has one thing that other musicians don't have to deal with: words.
It's all about music that really expresses, you know, human emotions. And I think music that's associated with texts have a special insight into the composer. I mean, there's no doubt about, you know, there's programmatic music that follows a certain story. But when a composer's got words that he's, you know, putting notes to, it's pretty clear what he's intending. And it's just a wonderful, more direct communication, I feel, that the performers get to have with the composer when they know exactly what he's saying, even though it's in a foreign language. And in some cases, you know, the texts are brilliant. Other cases, like the Wagner, they're a little bit less brilliant, let me say. But the music is, you know, exquisite. You just can't help but understand exactly what's going on. But it's interesting with the text and operas, especially when you convert a play to an opera. But so many plays have been very poorly transposed to an opera stage or a musical theater stage. We're doing something from You'll Never Walk Alone, for instance, which is obviously a Broadway colossal hit.
And a translation from a play as well, the Lilium play.
Oh, yeah. Basically. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, but it's like a movie. If you go to a film or you watch it on TV and something, you know, really dramatic, and you turn off the volume and don't listen to the music, it's like, what are they doing there already? I mean, you know, but then you turn the music back on, and it's just, you know, such an enhancement.
We're speaking with Maestro Stephen Osmond of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, and we're talking about this Saturday's concert, Music and the Word. A concert primarily dealing with vocal music, namely opera, with selections like Musetta's Waltz from Puccini's La Bohème, which may be, aside from perhaps a couple by Strauss, the most famous waltz of all time.
But that's, again, a different kind of love being expressed between a young lady and her sugar daddy. So I would not really like to dance to it, but it's...
The sugar daddy might.
Yes, I mean, we did that here. We had a wonderful sugar daddy. He was so funny.
In the first half of the concert, you're ending with two instrumental works with a guest conductor, Matthew Aubin. It sticks out a bit that something is a little different with those two non-vocal selections.
Yes, this will be the sixth guest conductor we've had to transition to a new music director. I'm going to retire at the end of next year. I'm very much looking forward to that. After 40, it'll be 40 years, and I think that's, you know, pretty good stint for one job. But we had originally had five, and then a surgeon moved to town, and we found out they had a her husband was a conductor, and a very good one. He's got his doctorate degree. He has an orchestra in Chelsea, New York, not Michigan, but Chelsea, New York. But we decided since he was here, we would expand the search and include him. And we didn't have a whole concert to give him like we did the others, but I think the audience, the orchestra, will get a chance to, you know, see how good a fit that might be.
That is one of the Polovtsian dances by Alexander Borodin, which you can see potential future Jackson Symphony music director Matthew Aubin conduct this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. It'll be Aubin's public audition to take the baton, possibly, from Maestro Stephen Osmond, who will be stepping down from the podium next season, and we're speaking with now.
Before that, we're featuring our principal violist, Clyde McCaney, a Jackson boy, raised, trained, and returned to. And he's doing the first movement of the Bloch Hebraic Rhapsody. And again, another very powerful piece, but without words. But I think, you know, the audience's imagination can't help but be drawn down a very profound and serious direction, which this piece represents.
There is one piece that we haven't talked about yet, and that's the famed male duet.
Oh, the Pearl Fishers duet. I mean, that's one of those pieces. I think I first heard it when I was about 18 with Robert Merrill and Richard Tucker. And that was, and then followed by Domingo and Milnes, followed by, you know, it just goes down the line.
It's hard to go wrong with it.
Oh, yeah. It's just one of the things that we're really treating the audience to in this concert is it's sort of like, you know, the 10 greatest operatic Broadway hits in, you know, an hour and a half instead of sitting through, you know, and that's, I don't mean to be unkind, but the Pearl Fishers, and they've resurrected it recently. And just, you know, it's a lot of music. Sometimes it doesn't go anywhere, but by the time it gets to the duet, it's well worth the wait. So we're really condensing it, and Rosenkavalier is a very long, beautiful opera, very long, but there's not a, you know, a section to it that's any better than, in my opinion, than that trio at the end.
And the advantage of that is you can then highlight many more performers and the showiest bits.
Right, and it's, you know, presenting it as a concert, you don't feel so guilty about not having costumes and lighting and all those rather expensive elements that go into a fully staged opera. So this is not the primary consideration, but it helps in the end to not have to worry about all those other...
If you need the costumes, then just invite the audience to wear them instead.
well, that would be good. Especially Sieglinde would love to see some of what people would interpret that costume to be. But on the other hand, a Musetta costume could be very exciting indeed. I've always had a very strong stable of singers that I've known from all the places I've worked and studied, actually. It's several from Yale when I was a graduate student there. But now most of those have retired or weren't some of them weren't available. But I have found through other sources, Tim Cheek from the University of Michigan, the coach over there. And anytime I need a singer for something, I call him and say, I need a blah, .. And he's been very helpful in finding me young talent, two of them from Michigan, on this concert.
Maestro Stephen Osmond of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra speaking about this Saturday's concert titled Music and the Word, focusing upon some of the vocal masterpieces of opera with a sprinkling of Broadway and spirituals as well, and also highlights local Michigan singers. Not to mention guest Matthew Albin conducting two works in a live audition that might just allow him to take over for Maestro Stephen Osmond upon his stepping down from the podium next season. More information about the Jackson Symphony's concert this Saturday at the Potter Center can be found online at jacksonsymphony.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.